Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
In the coming months, Athens will be getting some of the $60 million it's been allotted from the American Rescue Plan, and commissioners are introducing their ideas on how some of the money should be spent. Here to talk about that, plus the rest of the weekend news, are Blake Odd from Flagpole and Chris Dowd from Athens Politics Nerd. Let's start with our first question, and that's unemployment in Athens and in Northeast Georgia fell in March. It also seems like almost every local restaurant is struggling to hire staff right now. Are the two related?
A lot of restaurants are reopening. They're reopening their dining rooms now that the governor has ended the restrictions on capacity. I mean, I think if folks are having a hard time hiring, probably what they need to do is they need to pay more, you know, and I think a lot of restaurant workers have been probably on unemployment, and I can't see a lot of folks, you know, who don't have to wanting to risk their lives to go back to work for a restaurant job that doesn't pay very well, and where, you know, a lot of people are probably still unvaccinated, not wearing masks, you know, so forth and so on.
Yeah, I would not want to. I don't know. I go by some of the bars sometimes. And I'm looking in and like, ugh, I wouldn't want to go in there. Because like everyone's just shoulder to shoulder, you know, not wearing masks.
And it really is kind of terrifying. I do feel bad for the bartenders who have to work in that kind of environment, you know, who don't have any choice. You know, it's kind of a dirty little secret of the service industry that a lot of people get paid under the table. You know, a lot of bartenders, they might not even get a paycheck. I mean, they just work for tips. And those folks, you know, they don't show up on a spreadsheet. So you know, they're not always eligible for unemployment or the other kind of benefits. So they're kind of got their backs against the wall a little bit because of the nature of the industry that they work in.
Yeah, there are all kinds of workers' rights violations in some of these establishments in Athens. Yeah, it's true.
Athens Clark County is due to receive a big chunk of change from the federal government, and commissioners are debating about how it should be spent. Blake, I want to start with you on this. Can you tell us about the money, whatever constraints there would be on it, and possibilities about spending that have been considered by commissioners?
Yeah, there's four categories that you can spend this money on. I think it's going to be about $57 million over 2 years. So you can spend it on budget cuts, you know, replacing revenue that you lost because of the economic downturn during the pandemic, hazard pay for frontline employees who have not been able to work from home. The third thing is anything related to COVID relief, which could be vaccination drives, food assistance, rent assistance, utility assistance, things of that nature for people who are out of work. And the fourth thing is infrastructure, water and sewer projects, and maybe stormwater as well, and broadband internet. There's also some extra money for affordable housing, about $2.5 million for affordable housing, and then another $7 million for transit. Mayor Gertz has already said that he's going to take that transit money and use it to keep Athens Transit fare-free for at least the next 2 years.
And another thing that would be great that Commissioner Tim Denson has been talking about is Project Reset. So that is a program that was started in Gwinnett County. So it has to do with landlords who might be evicting someone. But of course, if they do that, they don't get any of the back rent. So this is a way for it to be a win-win for everyone. So the tenant gets to stay in their home and they're completely forgiven of all fees and back rent. And then the landlord will get, you know, a percentage of what they would have gotten if the tenant had been able to pay. So maybe they get half of it. Maybe they get 70% of it. So it's just all worked out on a case-by-case basis.
We've had this, the CDC's had an eviction moratorium in place that's set to expire, I think, in June. You can avoid getting evicted, but you know, when this moratorium expires, you're still going to owe back rent. So there's a real crisis looming where lots of folks who haven't been able to pay their rent, they've been able to avoid eviction, but they're going to owe thousands and thousands of dollars when this expires. So it's really just kicking the can down the road.
You mentioned Project Reset. Is there any other place that you guys can think of where you could see Clark County spending the money it's getting within those parameters?
I mean, so many places. One thing that kind of sticks out to me is that we already have this BOST project for Wi-Fi. And I think they're going to start that downtown, like a public Wi-Fi network, I believe. So if we could take this money and sort of speed up that process and expand it to other areas of the county, I mean, I think that would be amazing just personally. But yeah, there's so many places that there are a lot of needs, I think, out there that could really benefit from all this money that we're getting.
There's some money for broadband in the SPOST, but it's probably not going to be enough money. It rarely is when it comes to SPOST projects. They usually kind of underestimate or undershoot the amount that they actually really need because they try to cram too many projects in there, but that's a different story. But being able to add to that SPOST funding with some of this stimulus money would enable us to build out a much better, broader municipal broadband system, which is a huge need. We found out, well, we've known for a while, but it really hit home during the pandemic when kids were on virtual learning. And there were a lot of students and families that were having problems accessing the lessons because they didn't have broadband internet access. And you had kids doing homework, sitting in a school parking lot, on their iPad, just for the wireless internet, or at a park. Athens Clark County set up hotspots in parks.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, broadband is essential. That's definitely something that we've learned during the pandemic, if we didn't know it before.
Yeah, we learned that is a necessity.
And this is, it's only going to get worse. I mean, it's not like, we're going to become less reliant on the internet. We're only going to become more reliant on it. So
right,
something that needs to happen.
I don't see the need for internet service going down in the world.
No.
Well, we're going to leave it there, guys. And that is all our time for this week.